The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you know someone who won't throw things away?
Oh.
They're not like complete hoarders, but they're kind of baby hoarders. We're living with them right now. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so my mom, obviously, and my dad are with me right now. My mom has been very ill. Thank goodness
with she got us right now.
Yes, she's living with me and Otto. We're married. And thank goodness she's you know, gotten into MD Anderson. We finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. This has been tough. I'm not trying to downplay anything. That being said, my house has been taken over with all kinds of I don't know what. They like to keep stuff.
A lot of stuff.
And she's got a lot of medical equipment, though. A lot of it is medical
stuff. Which is all necessary.
Well, no. My mom told me. She's like, they send us so much extra stuff. Can I put it in your storeroom? I'm like,
Oh, no.
No, we're going to toss it, Mom, or we'll donate it.
Dang.
We'll toss it or donate it.
A two-bedroom apartment.
With a cat as well, too, right?
The cat's in Phoenix.
Yeah,
okay.
The cat stayed with Ava in Phoenix.
Oh, that's tough, man. Collectively, the hoarding has just gotten a little bit worse and worse and worse.
They like to keep stuff. And I think, honestly, like, I used to be like this. And it might be perhaps because maybe I grew up without a lot. You know, like, I'm trying to psychologically figure it out.
But it's because when you grow up poor, and that's why he saves butter and he saves, like, food. Like, our refrigerator is all the leftovers, and it's because you're afraid to go hungry.
Let's talk about the butter. So he went to eat at one of my favorite places to eat pancakes at and brought the, you know how they give you a little thing of butter, a little tub of butter? Okay, brought the butter home. The butter was on the counter. The butter was on the side of the stove. The butter was in the fridge. I finally threw that butter away. I said, look, sir, we do not need this butter. We have butter
along with
butter
all the
tray,
boxes.
Everything else. The medical stuff I get. And I told my mom, no, we don't need to store it, Mama. We will donate it.
Yeah.
Because it will just live in my storeroom forever, and we have a tiny storeroom.
I think the medical equipment should stay longer than the butter, for sure. Yeah, the butter's a lot.
For sure. All right, so Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
All right, we have National Fart Day, everybody.
Hey.
The day after National Bean Day. Kind of makes
sense.
So
why is it that it makes me giggle? Because
there's nothing better than a good fart joke.
No, not even just a joke. It just, first of all,
just that
when someone says it or you hear it, it's funny. When Otto does it in front of me, not so funny.
Oh, not so funny.
It's so annoying to me.
But I think the constructions of the letters is always good. It's an F and then followed by the A-R-T. It's like, oh, that's a funny.
It's spelled exactly like it sounds.
Yeah.
Like it is. But it's just not sexy.
No.
I hate when Otto does it in the bedroom. I'm like, oh, that's turn on. Yeah, thank you. And he's like, sorry. I'm like, you're not sorry. Or you'd stop doing that.
I just saw this video and I'm pretty sure it was fake on Facebook, but this guy was trying to explain to his girlfriend why he cheated on her, and she was like, why would you do that to me? Why? And he was like, when you farted in front of me and it was just so stinky, it just made me, you know, open a Tinder account.
So not real. Because if that was the case, you would have cheated on me a long time ago. All right, and what do we have last?
And we'll wrap it up on National Harlem Globetrotters Day.
Oh, shout out to the Harlem Globetrotters. If they ever come, you definitely want to take your kiddos to see
them. Yes, the 100th anniversary of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Do you guys know the name of the song?
No, what's the name?
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just played it the other night. That's why I know
it. Of course you know it, because you're an NBA DJ.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman ran over her husband, and she was never charged with any kind of murder or killing him. And the story is very deep because it happened in front of her children.
Jeez.
So she is a teacher, a former teacher in Ohio, and they seem like this perfect family. Husband, wife, two beautiful children, and suddenly this 911 call comes from the home of Angela and Daniel Duke. This is their oldest daughter at the time.
911, where is your emergency?
My dad's being really mean to my mommy.
What's he doing?
He's hitting my mom and he's just staying her to the ground.
How old are you?
12.
So he's physically hurting your mom?
He's bending her to my bed and he's making marks on my mom. Get off my mother!
What no one knew at the time, what seemed to be this perfect family behind closed doors, Angela Duke was facing unbelievable abuse by her husband. And her two daughters, the 12-year-old you just heard from, were a witness to that every single day. And thank goodness, this particular day, she decided to call 911 to get her mother help. And remember, her sister is with her as well.
I need help!
Okay, they're coming. Okay, how old is your sister?
9.
Do you know if anybody's been drinking?
My dad has.
You're leaving?
Yes. Oh my God!
What's going on?
Not on me.
Can you tell me what happened, honey?
My dad hit my mom and she pushed her into a flower pot. Oh no, no, he's hurting me. He's hurting me now.
It's so hard to hear this because you know it's not a movie. This is happening in real time. This little girl is describing everything. They are leaving, jumping in to the vehicle. At this time, the man who is hurting the mother, Daniel Duke.
Her father.
Yes, her dad that she's, I mean, this little girl's having to call the police on her own father. He jumps on top of the car. This is when he's thrown off.
Oh.
And Angela Duke runs over him. And that part is captured also in the 911 call.
We're pulling out of our driveway right now. Go fast, mommy, go fast. Oh my God!
What happened? Did she run over him with the car?
Not on purpose!
My heart really hurts listening to this because this is a young girl who loves both her mother and father. And in order to save her mother's life, has to tell on her dad. The man did pass away and Angela Duke was arrested that day when police showed up and charged with aggravated vehicular homicide. Now, the charges were dropped. Obviously we hear this call. We understand that she was in a bad way. She probably wouldn't have
needed herself. Her life was in
danger. Her life was in danger, and she didn't do it on purpose. The daughter says that very clearly in the 911 call. Not on purpose, because she was fleeing a very scary situation. So this crazy crime is a passion. Took a different twist.
The daughter is one of the most heroic people I've ever heard of.
Ever, Anthony.
I don't know if I'd be able to compose myself.
To be that strong.
And to be able to call 911 and stay on the phone and, you know, be able to conduct herself to bring safety to her mother and herself is really just, you know, heroic. And my prayers and thoughts are with her.
Now, as far as I know, I think Angela Duke continued to teach. She did, however, leave that community, and her daughters are doing well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can win free DCS merch if you want to play Who's Lying. Call now, 877-730-DCS1. We're playing the game. Woo! All right, all right, all right. Okay, so we have our contestant, Dee Dee, on the line. Miss Dee Dee, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let's go. Okay, you said we're ready. Who is in the car with you?
Me, Macario.
Hi, Macario. Are you doing good today?
Yes.
Okay, now listen.
Let's get to the game, Dan. I got a sweatshirt.
Exactly. Obviously, you need to get to know who we are. We want to be your new number one morning show. She's like, you already are. Anyway, I want you to win so bad. So in order for us to do that, we have to develop a relationship. So each one of us will tell you the story. Catch you. Someone's telling a fib. I'll go first. My name is Dana Cortez. This time of year, it kind of reminds me of when I was little and we would go skiing. And I'd go with my family. There's one place in particular, if you know skiing, you know, Taos, New Mexico. It's one of the most difficult ski regions in the country. And I'm not going to lie, my gear was very old and sometimes rented and used, but it doesn't matter. I would have the best time. And now I can ski with Otto on the Black Diamond Run.
Oh.
I'm really good. Yep.
Whoa.
DJ Automatic here. So I went to school in Minnesota till third grade, and they don't cancel school there for snow ever. So I used to walk to school in below zero blizzards back and forth, and my mom would just wrap me up in like a winter jumpsuit. I would look like the kid
from a jumpsuit?
Yeah, I was like, well, the bib, you know, like the bibs that you wear underneath. Yeah. And I would have my head wrapped up. I would basically just be able to see my eyes. So I would look like the kid from A Christmas Story.
Little Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out.
And this is like a normal thing. There was other kids doing this as well.
Yo, what's up, Anthony A? And I'm gonna take you a few years back to second grade, where we had a class Christmas recital and we had to sing Decalores, which is a Christmas song in Spanish. And I don't speak Spanish, nor did I know the song lyrics. So in second grade, I was lip singing up there in front of the whole school. And of course, my teacher saw it. My mom was disappointed, and I had to spend inside recess all next week because I got in trouble at the school recital.
All for Decolores. So, Dee Dee, somebody in the studio is telling a big fat lie. You guessed correctly. You get a hoodie or a DCS t-shirt. Who's lying?
I think DJ Automatic's lying.
No!
I went to school in Minnesota. until third grade, and I did used to walk to school in a blizzard. I think my mom even has pictures of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, he has to be lying, because I wouldn't walk my kids in that weather.
Girl, you obviously haven't heard some of the stories I've told about my mom.
I know, that's enough. It's the holidays, okay? We're trying to be kind to mom. I was lying. I have been skiing 3 times in my entire life. In fact, one time Otto took me, and he thought because I'd been a couple of times before. I don't know what he thought. He took me to the top, to the blue, and it took 2.5 hours for us to get down, girl. I said, that's what you get for bringing me up
Big
here.
Big old waste of time and money.
And I fell twice, and I hurt my knee, and it's never been the same. But anyway.
We haven't gone skiing again since
ever.
Then.
I said no. So, Dee Dee, do you have a fun winter memory that you can think of when you were little?
It wasn't when I was little. My brother recently passed away.
Oh,
and
Dee Dee.
All the winters I had with my brother, it was only me and him. We're two peas in a pod.
Mm. Oh.
So all the winters that I had with him, all the Christmas, everything, those were the best ones ever in my life.
And you will always carry those memories with you. Dee Dee, thank you for sharing that with us. And McClory, are you still there?
Yes.
Well, Mijo, you can play again. You tell your mom she can call back in 30 days, and I want you to win that hoodie or that T-shirt, okay?
Okay.
We love you both. Thank you for listening. Bye. Oh, man, I really wanted them to win. Okay, if you want to play, you call 877-730-DCS1. And you can play Who's Lying and hopefully win yourself some free DCS merch. Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So there's this woman named Katrina. And she went thrifting, which she likes to do. And she found $2,000 in a piggy bank at a thrift store.
Oh.
She paid like $10 for it.
She paid $10 for a piggy bank at a thrift store, though?
Yeah, it's a big pig.
Oh.
It's a big pig. So what? She made $2,000 off of it. What do you think? These things are free?
Well, somebody not everybody's going to get $2,000 if they spend $10
on a piggy
bank.
Yeah, but she liked the piggy. But you know what? Here she is on TikTok talking about it.
So I've gotten a lot of questions about the piggy bank I found at the thrift store. I paid $10.99 for it, and it's vintage. That's why I bought it. It was filled with cash. They were all tied together with hair ties, and then there was a bunch of plastic bags inside as well.
Baggies and hair ties with money. Imagine you get the piggy bank. The first thing I do with anything like that is shake it. I am assuming that you couldn't hear much, but there's something. So she knew. And just like those old school piggy banks, there's a little plastic thing
bottom,
that you put
at
the bottom. When she opened it, she saw there was something in there. She fished it out. That's where she found the $2,000, including a bunch of $2 bills.
Damn. Good for her, dude. And shout out to her for having a keen eye on that, too, and putting in the hours to go thrifting. It takes a lot of effort.
If you do it well, you can find vintage 501s. I found a pair of Chanel sandals that I paid $29 for right now on the Real. Anybody who thrifts like high-end clothes knows I probably get $300 to $400 for them.
Whoa.
Of course, I love my sandals, so I'm not going to do that. They were in an old shoe bag, and they're red and black, and they're Karl Lagerfeld from like 2012 or something like that.
I was like, that doesn't mean anything to me.
No, that's,
anyway,
I mean, that's a big find right there.
It was a huge find. Yeah, it was a huge find.
I have one of his shirts, and it's still one of the most expensive shirts I have.
Yeah.
But I did find, at Ollie World, I did find a neck pillow that I love.
But that's not a thrift find.
Yeah, wait, who are you to determine what's a thrift find and what's not?
Going and finding used items.
Oh, for me, I think like when you're thrifting, you're digging into these off-brand stores and you can find whatever you may find.
Nah,
like,
thrifting is going to a thrift store.
No, that's like going to, because I grew up thrifting before it was cool, because my parents, my mom, dad, we didn't have a lot of money. So I would go to...
I was like, we're poor.
You're poor, yeah. So we would go to the Salvation Army or Goodwill, and we would go shopping. And one of my sister's favorite stories to tell is that we were at the Goodwill and she really liked this shirt. She's like, oh, mom, give me this shirt.
It had a pink pony on it or something.
And so she wore it the next or that week to school. And this girl comes up to her at school and goes, oh my gosh, I used to have that shirt. I just gave it to the Goodwill.
What? Ooh.
My sister was like, oh. Yeah.
She said that's how she found out that thrifting was secondhand clothing. She had no idea.
She was just ahead of times. That's what she was.
Exactly.
She was ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
Our daughter loves the thrift. Like, pretty much all throughout high school, I didn't have to spend that much money on her clothes, because her and her friends would go out to these thrifting events, and I'd give her like $50, and she would have clothes for the year.
For the entire year. I would have to beg our child to buy new shoes.
Oh.
She just wanted dirty shoes. In fact, I can tell if someone's over 30 if their shoes are clean. I immediately know. know right away.
Well, now we've entered the era where the Air Force One is the new dad shoe.
That's the dad shoe. The new shoe, the hot shoe, is the old dad shoe, the New Balance 9080.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
one I have on right now.
Yes, that's the hot shoe, which is actually the dad shoe.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The biggest hip hop album last year was not Drake, was not Kendrick. Who was it? I'll tell you after we get down with celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Nicolas Cage celebrating his birthday. Jeremy Renner, Lamar Jackson, Lewis Hamilton, and Blue Ivy Carter.
Okay, Blue Ivy, happy birthday. Okay, so Kanye West's Graduation was the most streamed hip-hop album for 2025.
8 billion streams.
Can you believe that? I know I contributed a lot to that. That's a great album.
It's a great album, right?
Is it his best album?
That's open to debate. It's up there. It's one of the best albums, I mean, in the
ever,
history of
yeah.
I think it showcases the different Kanyes, right? You've got something like Flashing Lights, and then you've got something like Good Life. There was this showcase of his brilliance, in my opinion. And it was also something about hip-hop between 2005 and like 2018, maybe 2015. There's something about this time period for me. I just feel like there was greatness. And
you were on the radio during that time.
I'm still on the radio. No, yeah. I'm on the radio right now. And I don't feel this way about, except for one new artist, shout out Larizzi. But I have not felt strongly about certain music for a while. And it's not just me. If you look at streams, there's a reason Kanye West's Graduation was the most streamed album. There is a longing for good music, and the internet has been a curse and a great thing for hip-hop and for music in general.
In relation to Kanye's Graduation album, it's also a very uplifting and motivational album, and it was a trying year for a lot of people. So similar to why you see a lot of Eminem music stream or a lot of Jelly Roll stream too. I think it's just people needed that uplifting, inspirational kind of music, and that's what Graduation is.
You're right when you talk about the Eminem thing, right? That time period too. 2007 was a tough year, right? Right before the crash, right? Yeah. Wasn't it when it happened? I just think it's just good music.
Now,
I miss good music.
I do disagree with you a little bit. I do think the greatest era of hip hop is from 2016 to 2018. But
debate that I'm willing to have with you.
I kind of wanted to leave those years in there. You're right. I wanted to go up to 2018. And if you go back, you'll hear me say that. But I wanted to keep that 10-year period as well because there was just something about it. But 16 and 17 and 18 were good too.
There was a lot of hot garbage in the 2008s and 7s and a lot of wild stuff that was happening, dude. There was a lot of wild.
No, that's what set the tone for all
of Flame. All of that, come on.
Mac Miller was that time.
That was before Mac. Mac was like 2013 later on.
That's what we're saying. Between 2005 to 2015, there was a lot of good stuff.
2005 was wild. That's when we also let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out?
I think that was in the 90s.
There's some wild stuff back then.
Who let the dogs out has to be back in 1999. I know I was not even in radio.
That's not even hip hop.
It's just bad hip hop.
But yeah, I'll stand by 2016 and 2018 is the greatest era of hip hop.
That's a whole different conversation. But shout out to Kanye West for making a classic album, arguably his best.
I mean, if his mouth didn't get him in so much trouble, he would still be probably the biggest hip hop artist
really
in the world.
Does get on my nerves, but I do love the music. All right, what are you listening to right now? Who's a new artist? I casually mentioned Larizzi. If you know who he is, tap in, let us know. 877-730-DCS1. Turn us on to some new music. We'll be right back. Sponsored by Vicks VapoCool Drops.